Okay, hello and welcome to the South Talkies podcast. Today we're not going to talk about a specific movie. We're going to talk about a genre. And while I say that, I'm not sure if urban romance is a genre. Maybe we can ask Hari, who's coming back to the pod after a long time and on his way to becoming Dr. Hari. Hari, congratulations and welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Kumar. It's good to be back. I assume, you know, the doctor movie will release before, you know, I become a doctor, I guess, which is quite a couple of years.
Or good job, please continue.
Yes, I know. Yes, it's good to be back. I think I would call urban romance as a genre. There is no better way to describe it. I don't know. It's not too big to call a genre, but not too small to not call it a genre.
So, okay, when you mean urban romance, right, are we talking about a specific kind of romantic movie that is set in a city? Because, for example, would you call like a Unnale Unnale or a Ullam Ketkume an urban romance? And you can even talk about 7G Rainbow Colony as an urban romance movie. So, are we talking about the former kind of movie which is set in a certain class with a certain kind of people living a certain lifestyle?
Yeah, it's actually a very difficult question to answer, but I would be inclined to go with the former definition, right? So, I would not strictly go by the class definitions when it comes to romance, but mostly the setting. So, I would probably, you know, call it romance that seems to unfurl in some city setting and so on. Not, okay, so for instance, Meya Daman. Okay. I would call it an urban romance, even though the class of people is not, you know, what you call as a elite or something.
Okay, so when we talk about urban romance in Tamil cinema, right, I think the first name that pops into everyone's head is Maniratnam, which Maniratnam has firmly established himself as probably one of the best writer directors of urban romance in a particular setting, as how you have described. Ever since the 80s, the way he made Maunaragam, the Amala track in Agni Nakshatram, and all of his movies through the 90s, 2000s, still the OK Kanmani, which released quite recently. So I think talking about Maniratnam would be a bit of an overkill. I want to talk about maybe two other people who have made their name. Gautam Vasudev Menon, which is the other name which people will immediately associate with the genre in Tamil cinema. And somebody who unfortunately could not make so many movies in his time, that is Jeeva. And the commonality between both GVM and Jeeva is that they worked extensively with Harish Jayaraj. Yeah. So, and I know that you're a big fan of Jeeva. And since a lot of people are talking about GVM these days, because he has completed 20 years, Minnele completed 20 years and all of that. Do you want to spend some time on Jeeva? Why do you like him? And what is it that you enjoyed in his films especially? And just to put out, he has made 3-4 films in Tamil, right? Ullam Kekume, Unnale Unnale, the Damdum, which he unfortunately could not finish because of his death, and I really like the innovative debut of his 12B, but which was also the debut of Sham. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but yeah, you can talk about Jeeva.
Yeah, I would like to throw a couple of more names right before we get to Jeeva. So Kadir is a very important director. When you probably, you know, see his interviews or some of his musings, you probably won't associate him with city sensibilities, but the movies that he made, you know, sort of had this urban romance charm that we are discussing. And the other name, it's a tricky thing, is of course Selvaragavan, right? The question that you got. But getting back to Jeeva, I really don't know, right? So there are certain directors you take to without much logic or reasoning, but you sort of have some pleasant memories about their movies, or more specifically songs. I somehow, you know, I might be in the minority when I say Harris's work is on par or even, you know, slightly better or more playful when he has collaborated with Jeeva than others. For instance, if you take, you know, Ullam Ketkume or Unnale Unnale or 12B for that matter, I would say the music in those movies were on par or better than any other GVM movies that you've taken. To specifically answer your question of what I really like in Jeeva movies, right? Firstly, I think the awesomeness of the shot that he sort of captures in his movies. So, there is a distinct visual look or pleasing feeling, you know, that Jeeva's movies carry. And it sort of, you know, merges very well with this feeling of, you know, boy meets girl in a very pleasant setting. I mean, it just gives you a very feel-good feeling. And he actually, you know, like you said, his first movie was very, very innovative. In fact, I used to think, I don't know why he didn't collaborate with better actors, right? So, with due respect to Shyam and Vinay or Arya, Pooja, I mean, all the others, you know, who participated in these movies, I really think, you know, better actors would have pulled off, you know, some of the other things that he tried in his movies. So, I think it's the pretty locales, great, you know, framing and wonderful movies, and generally the liking that we have for this genre that made me like Jeeva.
Actually, whatever you said took me to think about Ullam Kekume for a couple of minutes. So, Ullam Kekume is a movie I watched in the theater. And just to give a bit of a background, Ullam Kekume did not get released because of a lot of financial problems. So, Jeeva actually worked as a cinematographer for the next 1 year or 2 years, I think, from when the movie could not get released. He earned money. He paid back whatever financial problem was there, he sorted it, and then he made the movie release. And it was totally worth the wait. Like you said, right, his movies actually made me smile. Because his movies have a very nice urban look. And it's a very good setting where everything is very clean. And it's a very happy-go-lucky environment. I think, in fact, his best work is Ullam Kekume. Of course, he did some good work in 12B. And I think Unnale Unnale was also a lot more popular because of whatever theme it can take in. But Ullam Kekume was really nice. Look at the diverse setting he had in that movie, right? Pooja comes from an Anglo-Indian family that is not financially well anymore. Shyam comes from a very urban, well-to-do family. Arya comes from a slightly struggling Muslim family. Asin comes from a very orthodox Iyengar family in that movie. But all of them really fit together in that urban atmosphere, even though all of them have their differences, right? The way they come together and the way they stay together, the entire setting was very urban. And I thought how the threads played out in that movie. Beautiful, beautiful sequences, great songs. I think Ullam Kekume was some of his best work, at least. I mean, yeah. I can't recollect any. There are some very nice scenes. And I think it's also the only movie where he has collaborated with Sujata. The dialogues and all were very on point and perfect. That sort of a candy floss, if I can say, I don't know. It's almost a very Hollywood kind of rom-com that he made in Tamil, which I don't think a lot of people have done. In at least the South industry, you can see such movies in Hindi, for example. Yeah. If you look at this Hindi movie called Ek Main Aur Ek Tu, which did not get a lot of good reception when it released, but I recently watched it and it had that kind of a Hollywood rom-com feel, and that kind of a feel I think only Jeeva has achieved in Tamil. Not even Gautam or Maniratnam has been able to do that.
No, I just want to pick on a couple of things that you said, right? So the diverse background of the lead actress. I think one of the main thing that you notice in an urban setting, you know, in a college or in a school, is that, you know, there will be differences and people will just sort of, you know, ride over that. Somehow, you know, about the place and how people are brought together, they no longer, you know, remember and leave the baggage behind. It's very easy to milk it. For instance, you know, all the things that you mentioned about struggling, you know, Christian family or a slightly, you know, middle-classish Muslim family. There are there, you know, as a matter of fact, it's just, you know, character development. In no place does he really, you know, milk it, which is, you know, very easy to do it, right? And that's the spirit of this urban friendship, if you want to call it that way, right? So, and second point that you made, right? That's sort of something that I wanted to tell, but thanks for bringing it up. Urban romance can get very cliched and cheesy if not handled properly. You know, I think there are enough bad examples, at least in Bollywood, where, you know, you might cringe at some of these, you know, urban sequences, right? It's not like, you know, you go into a party.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, I would probably pick on entirety of films, you know, where there are scenes where there is a person going to a bar. Urban setting doesn't mean, you know, you go pick up a girl in a party. I would like to contrast it with something like, say, what Imtiaz Ali does, right? So we haven't seen, you know, such sensibilities of the urban setting captured in Tamil cinema. I also, like you mentioned, the Maniratnams and the GVMs, they focus more on the interpersonal relationships around the lead actors. But Jeeva's movies were slightly more above the characters, right? It gave you the college feel and so on. So in that way, you know, sort of you can tolerate some of the bad performances from the lead actors.
Great points. I actually really miss Jeeva. I think the other day when you were saying that, oh, I miss Jeeva as a director, I thought, I don't think so. But now that you're talking about, I think maybe if he had been around, I think the current setting would have been great for him to make movies.
I think so.
Maybe we'll go to the second name that you mentioned, right? And which a lot of people may not have thought about, which is Kadir. Do you want to talk about his urban movies? And maybe I'll add on to it once you are done with it.
Yeah, I think except Uravan, he has made love stories. And out and out love stories, right? So, I still
think... Just to put it out, I think he's made Idayam. And after that, he made Kadal Desam. I'm skipping Uravan in between because of the reason you said. And then he made Kadal Ardinam and Kadal Virus. And Naan, I think he just made a Kannada movie. Naan Love Track, I guess. But of these, I think the first four were huge blockbusters. And he lost his way with Kadal Virus.
Yeah, I mean, is Idayam the first college romance movie? I think, you know, probably we are a little younger. There were movies, first, right?
First medical college romance. A proper medical college romance, if I remember correctly. Because the other day I was thinking about Idayam and I was thinking, is there any other movie that actually showed a proper setting of a medical college and a story there? And I was like, probably not. And Idayam is one of the first movies that did it.
Yeah, in fact, it had jokes, you know, around this medical college setting, which probably, you know, not many directors at that time would have done, right? So they had generic comedy tracks, to so to say. But here, you know, the comedies were, you know, sort of situation. Yeah, so Idayam was an absolute rage. And in fact, you know, there is something so charming about unrequited love. In fact, here, unexpressed love. And I think that sort of connected with millions and millions. And it just landed the right time point in Tamil cinema, I would think. So I would often think, you know, if it was released, say, 5 years earlier or 5 years later, people would have laughed at him, right? I mean, you may not find an Idayam Murali anymore. Or I don't know if they are there. So that's the joke in Meya Dhawan, by the way. So Vaibhav character is the Idayam Murali of this generation.
Yeah, I remember that. In fact, he's called, I think his name is Murali, but everybody calls him Idayam Murali.
Yeah, Idayam Murali. So, yeah, that was a phenomenal movie, right? And again, I mean, I think, you know, generally talking, maybe the other genres, the success of the music album, I'm not talking about the background music, but generally songs may or may not, you know, play a huge role in the success of the movie. For instance, what I'm trying to say is that a movie can be successful despite an ordinary soundtrack. But that may not be the case with, you know, urban romance or generally romance movies. So, Kadir, according to me, has given some of the most memorable, you know, albums in Tamil cinema. And I really love Idayam, right? I mean, just look at the setting and song. And the situation has been milked forever. The scene where a hero sings, you know, in a college, cultural or whatever. But there are so many different ways to do it. And then the Pottuvaitha or Vattanila song and all. And then it is so dreamy and flowery, right? I mean, this guy just starts singing with some small tuck, 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 tuck. And then in the background, Hira's photo. She's all poise and grace. And, you know, you can see he's dreaming about her. She looms so large on him. and by the way, so Rahman thinks, you know, Kadir thinks so deeply about things. He absolutely, you know, enjoys collaborating with him. So their conversations are never, you know, superficial and so on. So yeah, I can talk more and more about Kadir, all the other movies, right? I mean, I don't know, but Kadal Desam is one of my lesser favorite Kadir movies. It had a lot of this artificial, you know, urban sensibilities, if you want to call it. And again, except Tabu, maybe I ignored her performance by looking at her, but I generally feel the others were bad in the movie.
Actually, I have the opposite opinion. Kadal Desam is one of my absolute favorite Kadir movies. If you look at the three good movies that he has made, right? I mean, again, I'm skipping Uravan because I actually don't remember a lot of what Uravan was about. You look at Idayam and Kadal Desam and Kadalar Vinam. Now, Idayam is this absolutely really... it's dripping with love kind of movie, right? This guy is hopelessly in love with this girl. She doesn't know about it. And then the climax is also, you know, it's so sad. You know, this guy has a heart condition. She's like, I will wait forever kind of. So Kadal Desam sort of hit that note in between. Of course, it has its moments as well. But the one reason I absolutely love Kadal Desam is because of this very futuristic vision of Kadir. As far as a city like Chennai was concerned, I think when did Kadal Desam come out? I think somewhere around 1995-96, when Chennai was a conservative city, right? And Chennai still is a conservative city if you look at the other metros in India. So at that time, when and somebody like K.V. Anand has also spoken about it, he was the cinematographer in this movie. He said that when they were making Kadal Desam, Kadir wanted a very futuristic look for the movie. So they went to Mumbai and, you know, they modeled the look of the cyber cafes and how people wore clothes there and how everything was built and all of that. And when they were making the movie, K.V. Anand said that people used to look at the settings and how the songs were shot and they were like, do you think this will really work for Tamil cinema? I don't think Chennai will become like this. What is all of this? But K.V. Anand said that in the next 5 years, those are all the things that exactly happened. Those are the clothes that people started to wear. People started to go to cyber cafes and all of those things happened, right? And even if you look at the way the songs were shot, right? I think there is this song which comes in Kadal Desam. I think Hello Doctor.
Hello Doctor.
Hello Doctor. So future. The way that song is shot was so modern for Tamil cinema at that point in time. You know, that was the time when Shankar had come in with all his, computer graphics and special effects and all of that. But these guys with the camera work, the lighting and the clothes and the entire setting, so
the radium makeups.
Yeah, the radium makeups. Yeah, that was like so, we were like, wow, what is this? I was still in school, maybe 6th, 7th, whatever it is. I was like, wow, what is this? It was just so, and the music for the movie was out of the world. It's still one of the best tracks that A.R. Rahman has ever made. In fact, there is this song called Kalluri Sale. The guitar in that is like, it's equivalent to
it's one of my favorite songs. And the way, you know, the different genres of music sort of fuse in that song is just unbelievable, right?
Kalluri Sale is like an absolutely amazing song. It starts with a very soft Hariharan prelude. And the way it ends with that metal guitar is just out of the world. I used to go crazy listening to that song. So for that reason itself, Kadal Desam was a very... I always enjoyed watching Kadal Desam. Went a little, I mean, over the top in the end with the climax and all of that. You know, in fact, there is a scene, I think, when Abbas tries to stop a train. Yeah, I mean, that was quite over the top. But overall, as a concept film, I really like Kadal Desam. For me, Kadal Desam, as much as it is not a romantic film, it's a very concept film for me. And a lot of the scenes are shot in Bombay, which is one of my new favorite cities now. So, anyway, for me, Kadal Desam was an absolute thing. See, in fact, he set Kadalar Dinam also in Mumbai in the next movie, which was about, you know, love through the internet, which again was like a really big deal and a new setting for... Like, even though we had, like, you know, idiosyncratic scenes like Anbe, Diana and all that. See, that is the thing, right? To create a new setting and to do... I don't know what filmmakers will do new today. Because of so much exposure, we know everything that is happening. We are watching what is really happening in the US through a Netflix movie or a Prime Video movie or whatever it is. But at that time, I thought Kadir really created that universe very well. I have no idea what happened after Kadalar Thinu. Something happened. I think he did not take it to the next step. I think it just kept going on the same way. I was really disappointed that Kadir did not last through as a filmmaker. I would have really loved to see what it would have done with the kind of romantic thoughts or the definition of romance in today's scenario.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you have it, I guess. Whatever he did at that time at least was great.
Yeah, I think he was one of those directors who were so much wed into a particular genre that they were actively seeking to innovate. And that's where, I sort of have a mixed feelings about Kadal Desam, because I completely get what he was trying to write. As a concept film, it's just perfect, right? I mean, he was futuristic. And in fact, he took it one step further in Kadalar Thinam, like you said. I'm not sure how behind were we, when it comes to this internet rage at that point of time. So he was always, looking for what's next in the 5 years, and he was trying to innovate. Maybe that's why, he ran short of ideas, and he was so devoted to this genre that maybe he thought, he couldn't do justice to it anymore, and he stopped making films. I mean, by the way, that's good. I mean, I like people who don't tarnish their, work.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that actually I would, after so many years, think about a Kadir movie and enjoy it so much. But then I realized how much, even in terms, okay, two things I want to talk about, right? One is that if you look at the core element in all three movies, right? You look at Idayam, there is this guy who is longing for a woman. And sort of same thing happens in Kadal Desam. Vineet and Abbas are longing for this woman, but for because they don't want to break the friendship, they don't go beyond it. Kadalar Thinam, again, it's sort of like a one-sided longing for this guy. And, and there is this common theme of poverty also, right? Like, Murali is a poor man. He's a struggling man from a village who's the only hope, almost for his entire village, I think. And this Vineet is again a struggling individual. Again, Kunal, right? Yeah, Kunal was again a struggling guy. So that theme was common, but somehow it did not feel repetitive across three movies. I have not watched Kadalar Thinam. So not Kadalar Thinam, Kadal Virus. So I don't know what it was about. I hope that was not the theme in that movie also.
I don't know. So I think it's a very important point, right? So the romance needs a conflict for the story or the plot to move forward. And the easiest conflict that you can have is a class divide. So, I mean, you see it in pretty much every love story, right? So either the girl or the boy belong to a lower class, if you want to call it. You can define class as much as you want. But that's where, GVM's movies are slightly more interesting.
Okay.
I haven't, I know we are moving from Kadir to Gautam's movies.
No, I think it's a good transition. Please go ahead.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's where, Gautam's movies are sort of, very interesting. I don't see him milking the class divide in any of his movies. There are, like-minded people or similar people from, people from similar social strata, if you want to call it, falling in love, and the conflict is more personal. I mean, one can still argue, Jesse is a Christian and so on, but at least, Karthik is no lesser in terms of, say, money or, he is not a loser or he's not a soup boy. So, somehow, Gautam manages to create these non-artificial, more interpersonal conflicts in his love stories, which I find interesting, actually.
Yeah, actually, if you look at it, there are only two films of... firstly, maybe we will list out the films of Gautam we will consider, right? Purely in terms of romance, we will obviously start with Minnale and then his Vinnai Thandi Varuvaya. After that, Acham Enbadu Madamayada. What are the other... Varanam Ayiram, I don't know, will you call it... I think you can call it an urban romance. What are the other pure play romance movies he has done till now? I think that's about it, right?
Yeah, but you also want to talk about the romantic portions in this.
Neethane and Pon Vasantham. I actually wanted to call this out. So I don't want to talk about the romantic portions in all his action movies, because for me, at least in that case, Gautam almost followed a template. you whether you look at Kaka Kaka or Vetayada Vilayadu or your Ennai Arindal, the action part, I mean the romance part between the leads is very generic. It's almost a damsel in distress. Not almost, there is a damsel in distress in almost every movie, because you know this girl is either killed or kidnapped by the villain, and the women are almost very similar. Maybe they are in different stages of their life. You look at Maya and Kaka, she is a teacher and she's in her maybe 20s or early 30s. I think Aradhana and Vetayada Vilayadu could be the same woman in her 40s. And Trisha's character, I don't even remember her name from Ennai Arindal.
She had a very wonderful Tamil name.
Yeah, her name was...
we can Google it. Yeah.
Now, I'm already on Wiki. So, let me look at it. Where is it? Ennai Arindal. I think she had Trisha. Trisha is Hema Nika. How is that a Tamil name?
I'm not a Tamil.
So Trisha as Hema Nika again could be, so what I'm saying is, whether it is Kaka Kaka, Vetayada Vilayadu or Ennai Arindal, the woman could be any, they could just be the same woman through three different stages in their lives.
But no, just to interrupt you, right? So Gautam acknowledges, okay, so he sees them as same character like you said. But I know you don't want to talk about the romantic portions in his action movies, but the point I want to make is that it's an integral part of the story, or let's not call it a story, right? But the experience of the movie, the romantic portions. Maybe it deserves some time, but that's your call. The other thing is,
that's not a bad point. I think we will answer that. Okay.
Yeah, and the second point about damsel in distress, they are all, you know, sort of similar people who have just, you know, got something wrong with their relationships. For instance, you know, nowhere, you know, you see Surya marrying someone, say, from a remote place in Tamil Nadu or whatever. Right? They all fit into this city vibe. Okay. That's where, you know, you could have milked it even one more step by saying, oh, okay, you could have given a backstory where they had a struggle and so on, right? But they're all, you know, well-to-do. They have a supporting family. They have a good job. In fact, Kamal meets Jyothika in US. So that's quite, you know, odd for a romantic movie to set up a conflict. At least for Tamil cinema, without having any of these class divides, if you want to call it that.
Okay. That is actually a good point. Maybe I should not consider brushing it off. So, okay, maybe we'll spend 5 to 10 minutes on Gautam's romance in his action movies. See, Kaka Kaka, like you said, it is obviously an integral part of the plot, right? Kaka Kaka, she does fall in love with him, the man who's... And only after she comes into his life is that he gets the potential weakness that the gangsters can exploit. Vetayada Vilayada, I would say, was far more organic compared to either Kaka Kaka or Ennai Arindal. I somehow did not find it as organic. Because in Vetayada Vilayada, Kamal Haasan is somebody who has suffered loss. And Jyothika is also who's some sort of a loss, right? Even though her husband is not a very nice person. So their coming together felt a lot more organic to me lot more organic compared to a Kaka Kaka or Ennai Arindal. So, and obviously Kamal Haasan's performance, I don't think you need anything else, right? That was just out of the blue. He did that, and even in that very small portion of Kamalini Mukherjee, that 5 minutes where he is proposing to her, I mean, wow, what a scene. Just close up, dialogue delivery, nothing. I think Gautam could have just, he must have just shot it in some hotel room or whatever it is for 5-10 minutes, and wow, what a performance. So I think that really elevated it. But for me, if you look at I'm not even considering Ennai Nokki Payam Thota. That's just a anomaly that we don't have to talk about. If you just look at these three films, I think for me, only the romance part in Vetayada Vilayada is sort of timeless, that we can enjoy sometime later. I wouldn't really look back at Kaka Kaka and Ennai Arindal. And Ennai Arindal was, in fact, the worst if you look at the three. At least Kaka Kaka had this very romantic vibe to it, like you said, right? They really fit together. But Ennai Arindal, Anushka Shetty's character was just a pain to watch throughout. And Trisha, as beautiful as she looked in the movie, Their coming together was okay. I somehow did not feel that the chemistry did not line up as well. It should have.
No, I think I sort of get your point, right? So, should forget Anushka Shetty's part. I don't know what happened there. But I think, you know, more focus was there in establishing Ajit's bonding with Trisha's daughter than their, you know, sort of romantic relationship. So, maybe, you know, you're right. I think you should stop discussing the romantic portions.
And I think Gautam's pure. I always will maintain that the heroines in Gautam's action movies have a sameness, while the heroines in Gautam's romance movies actually are very interesting characters. Reema Sen's character was not very explored a lot, but see, she still had this very nice spark that, in fact, when it was a big thing to go to the US back in 2000. She had this character that, you know what, I don't want to go live abroad. I don't want to live that sort of life. This in itself was very different. But unfortunately, for whatever reasons, I think Gautam has spoken about it a lot now, so we don't have to talk about it. That character was not explored enough. But you look at a movie like Vinay Thandi Varvaya, right? It's a classic character that I think a lot of people would love to hate. But I think it's a character that essentially exists in our society. There is this girl who wants to be free, who wants to, you know, enjoy life or whatever it is, but because of family restrictions, does not. And I think Trisha portrayed it really well, and I think Gautam wrote it really well. I don't know how many people hate Jesse. I didn't really think much of the character when I watched the movie, but I think it is a very, in hindsight, I think it's one of his best written characters throughout his entire filmography. In terms of, you know, only in terms of female lead, I think Jesse's his best character. The indecision she has. There is a scene, right, where also Gautam as a director has brought out the best in Simbu, which nobody else is. Maybe I'll just spend a couple of minutes talking about this. There is this beautiful scene in Vinay Thandi Varuvaya where they have watched a movie in the theater where she's saying that, you know, let's remain friends. Why didn't I come to your house? Or why didn't you come to my house and tell my dad that there's nothing? And then the next scene, immediately she's talking about kissing. She's like, you're the first guy who kissed me. And later Simbu brings up this conflict and asks her, what are you trying to do? That sort of an interesting conflict, like you said, right? It's a very interpersonal conflict. Not a lot of people explore that. It is always, like you said, there is a class divide or there is a villain. There is too much of this interpersonal conflict is a lot more interesting when you watch it in a movie. And that chemistry between Simbu and Trisha was too good in that movie. And Simbu, I think, as an actor, has really been utilized well by Gautam. Gautam, in fact, told in one interview that, yeah, he does come late to the shoot. There's nothing much that can be done about it. But once the camera rolls, you feel, okay, it's worth working with this guy. So, yeah, I think Vinay Thandi Varuvaya is not my favorite work of his. I like to talk about... I really liked... Neethan and Poon Vasanthi, I'll talk about it a little later. But I think purely in terms of interpersonal conflict, Vinay Thandi Varuvaya was much better and very a lot more entertaining and intriguing to watch.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is going to debate whether Gautam's best work is Vinay Thandi Varuvaya, and that applies to Simbu's and I would say Trisha's, you know, best performance as well. Just to expand on the point that you made, right? So I'm still very astounded that Gautam can write such a deep female character, and he could bring out, you know, so much confusion or shades, you know, in that character so convincingly on screen with Trisha, who I think is not, you know, best of the actresses, put it that way, right? So it's a miracle in both writing as well as in direction. And my favorite scene in the movie, you know, just like how you said, she's so confused. And see, the best part is, yes, of course you hate Jesse, but you know that she's not a bad girl. And that's pretty much, you know, how most girls are. They push themselves into this sort of this helplessness corner that they battle with, right? So you can't explain it, but that's how it is. And there is a scene where, you know, Trisha says that moment is gone and all, and Simbu breaks the phone. And, you know, the rage that he had I'm sure you know, like, every man in the audience said, okay. If Idhem Murli was the signature character that, you know, the then Tamil youth identified themselves with, I'm pretty sure, you know, Jesse is the character that, you know, all of us.
Karthik.
Yes, Karthik and Jesse are the characters of the end.
Great points. Actually, just to build on what you said, Samantha's character from Neethane and Ponvasantham is the opposite of what Jesse is from Vinay Thandi Varuvaaya. She is madly in love with this guy, but till a point. When the point comes that this guy turns back to her and tells, you know what, you are not my priority, she realizes it. Reality hits her so hard, and there is this beautiful sequence, and somebody explained it really well. So there is this, so till that particular point in Neethane and Ponvasantham, there will be a lot of close-ups of Jeeva and Samantha. The frames will all be close, they will be standing very close together, and they look very happy. When the first conflict happens to them, they'll be standing on a terrace, and Gautam would have shot her from a long shot. And they would be, they will still be close to each other, but it shows that reality has converged on them. And they are only very small objects in that whole reality, when reality is looming on them.
Wow.
The dialogues, and somebody had explained this on Twitter, I don't know who, maybe, so I'm not taking credit for this interpretation. So, but I really love the dialogues that Gautam had written in it, right? And this is unlike a lot of girl characters on screen, where the girl actually questions the guy. She actually asks him that, listen, I have done so much for you. I have dropped everything in my life for you. I went to this shitty college because of you. I was planning to go to Ahmedabad where you're doing your MBA just because I can spend time with you. And now your position in life is that now suddenly you've realized that you have a responsibility, and you think that me being with you will be a distraction and ruin it. And she could not, and there are a couple of people who I spoke to who said that, you know, this has actually happened to some of my friends. Now, what I really...
Yeah, I think we know a mutual friend that has...
Yeah, we do. So, yeah. Now, the point is, and what I really liked about this is, see, this side of a woman's story is rarely told on screen. Now, see, it is very easy to write a helpless woman like Jessie, and I'm not saying that one is lesser than the other, but I'm saying that purely in terms of point of view, right? This point of view where this girl asks a question to a man and he has no answers is very rarely, no, I won't say very rarely, not so, because now we are getting a lot of characters that actually voice out their concerns, was not seen so frequently on screen. And I really loved it when Samantha did that. And even in the latter half, towards the end of the movie, when Jeeva goes, you know, he sings and he tries to, you know,
woo her back
or samadhana padta try panumbodhu, she asks him actually this question on his face that neenga vandu paattu paadi dance aadna na enna odane nee pannadhellam mudinjiruma, like, just because you came, you did all this song and dance, does it mean whatever you've done is fine? No, that's
okay, you were doing a Samantha dialogue, but Simbu came in the middle, but so
illa whatever, yeah, I don't know whether he just channelized Simbu because he's talking about it. But see, that is again that is rarely a dialogue that women tell the heroes on screen, right? So, till the end, she was very sure of what she wanted. Polar opposite to, how do I say, what Jesse did in Vinay Thandi Varuvaaya. Of course, you know, Jeeva gets married, is about to get married, and then she goes to his wedding reception, screws his mind, screws her mind. I really liked that part where, you know, they are both unable to, how do I say, live without each other, but have this ego clash that, are not letting them be with each other, and obviously it's resolved in the end and all of that. But the way they resolved it was beautiful. I still think Neethane and Ponvasantham is a very underrated movie of Gautam Menon. For whatever reason, it did not work. But I thought the conflicts in the movie were far more realistic. The setting was far more grounded. He shot some amazing scenes even with Jeeva's family. In fact, there is the scene where his brother has been insulted by a much wealthier family whose daughter he loves with. And the reaction to that is where Jeeva actually wakes up. He's like, oh, okay, this is reality. So those scenes are
there is a bit of coming of age for both the lead character and the both the hero and the heroine, which is very rare.
Yeah, which is very rare. Exactly.
Yeah.
Both of them come of age, and it is not a pleasant coming of age. It's a very rude awakening.
I mean, that's how it works, right? I mean,
yeah,
nobody comes of age in a very graceful fashion.
True, definitely. Yeah. True. But I thought the way he set out that scene without a lot of drama, right? There's no like crying, oh my god, and all of that. There's no like music. But it really hits you and the character hard. So I still think Nidhaan in Ponmasanam is a very underrated movie, and people should appreciate it more.
Maybe, you know, I'm one of those who sort of don't, you know, like that movie so much. But I see your point, right? One of the reasons that it didn't work for me is somehow, you know, casting could have been better. So I'm not saying Jeeva did a very bad job, but the characters that you associate Jeeva with, especially, you know, the Siva Manasla Sakti type characters, somehow he didn't fit into the Gautam universe, in my opinion. And for some reason, I don't know why he had this comedy track with Santanam and
I think that was a commercial pressure that Gautam had. By the way, to counter the point you made earlier, this is one movie of Gautam where there is a class divide.
Yeah,
Jeeva is a middle class boy and Samantha is like a super rich girl. There is a really funny scene in the movie where Jeeva, I think after summer vacation, says, "You know what? We went to Ooty." Just like, is it? We went to Australia. But she's not bragging. She's not sharing. And his reaction is priceless. He's like, "Huh?" So see how beautifully Gautam established the class divide, right? Without, like you again say, right, he's not milking the scene, but he's setting the difference very, very clearly. He's like, okay, this is the Ooty guy, this girl is in Australia, and this guy is in Ooty.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. I think one more movie I wanted to talk about is Acham Enbadu Madamayada. I think in terms of romantic track, the acting in Gautam movies, Acham Enbadu Madamayada is the best. And we were talking about the other day, and you made this point, that Simbu comes across as a very earnest guy in Acham Enbadu Madamayada. Not a character we associate with him at all. But in all of his movies, somehow whenever it comes to the romance, he's a very...
No, I just want to correct you a little bit, right? So, Simbu may not be earnest in everything, but the emotions in love that he pours into his scenes are so sincere. So, I'm guessing he might be a very earnest guy in his relationships.
Yeah, I think so. That is actually a great point. I think he falls in love with this female lead characters that you almost feel like this guy is in love on screen. So you see, Acham Enbadu Madamayada is a very simple love track, right? It's a very simple love love plot, whatever you want to call it. This guy is doing his MBA or has done his MBA, is chilling in life. It's a sister's friend, it's hardly a new thing. But somehow the entire stretch felt very fresh from the way he becomes friends with her. He doesn't do anything fancy or anything. They talk normally, or I don't know if it's just because they did things normal in a time where everyone was trying to do something different or fancy is because of what felt different. But there was a very fresh feeling to the entire interactions between him and Manjima Mohan in that movie. And as always, like you said, right, the music is a huge bonus.
I mean, the Rasali song as well as the Avalam Nanam song, I mean, they just, you know, advance the romance between them in a very seamless manner, right? I mean,
it just
montages and great music, but at the end of the song, you are convinced that they are in love.
Exactly. See, my wife doesn't understand Tamil, okay? But she listened to Avalam Nanam one day when I was listening to it, and she came and said, "What is this song?" And then she just kept playing it forever for 2 to 3 days. She's like, "I don't know, the song just speaks to me." So, I don't know. But what are the other highlights you think that Gautam brings to the romance? I mean, everybody celebrates him. Is it because some people say that, you know, he gives importance to female characters? Do you think, I mean, how do you think he pulls that other than giving them adequate screen space and good writing depth?
Yeah. I think, first of all, you know, the aesthetics in pretty much everything. So, you know, in the way they are dressed, in the way they conduct themselves. I don't know how much credit or how much details he gets into the writing. But I'm pretty sure, you know, so many people admire the Jyotikas of the Kaka Kaka, Jessies of Nisha. So it's quite rare, right? I mean, of course, you know, they have been female superstars, with due respect to all the yesteryear actress, but these are some of the model women, you know, that girls would like to follow, right? I know quite a few people, you know. It's quite easy for some boys to say, you know, I want to be like, say, Rajini, or behave like Vijay or Ajit or whatever. So there is something so good about, you know, good looking women who seem to know what they're doing. That's what it's a quite a move or a movement away from the loosupun characters of Tamil cinema. So I think Gautam shines so bright because, you know, some of the other female characters were so badly written. That's my only explanation. And if you see all the best directors of Tamil cinema, they consistently write, you know, decent female characters. Gautam is probably the best. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but there's something so good about, you know, the entirety of his characters. Not only the writing, but the way they carry themselves on screen, from their looks to their costumes, their interactions, and all those things makes it so special. We should acknowledge the unbelievable consistency in the music quality, right? I mean, Gautam seems to be the constant factor. He has worked with Ilaiyaraja, Rahman, Harris Jayaraj, Shiva. I don't know who is going to collaborate with, but the music comes out so fantastically well.
No, his next movie is again with A.R. Rahman.
A.R. Rahman, of course. But his music, the quality of the music is a constant. So there are a lot of people who say, you know, they are visual writers. They imagine the scenes, how they are going to shoot and all. So does he, you know, also hear these songs in his mind when he's writing, or does he just go and explain them in so much depth that they get inspired and make songs? I don't know. Right?
Do you think, see, of all the, we spoke about 4 to 5 directors, right? We spoke about Kadir, we spoke about Maniratnam, Gautam Menon, Jeeva. And of these people, only Gautam and Maniratnam are still actively making movies currently. Maniratnam has been making movies forever. Do you think Gautam Menon's style of urban romance is still relevant? Like, for example, Enne Nokki Payam Thota was not a roaring success for whatever it is. Do you still think Gautam Menon's model of urban romance will work, considering the kind of movies that we are seeing coming out now, right? Where that kind of elegance that the characters is bring to the table is not necessarily looked up to as much as they were earlier. So do you think that is still relevant, or do you think Gautam will have to change his ways? What do you really think is in store for the future with respect to the directors we spoke about, and about Gautam and Maniratnam, and the new directors who are now making really admirable movies, to be fairly honest?
I think brand Gautam would stay relevant for another 10 years if he's in the business. Okay, so these are my reasons why. I still trust him to write the female characters better or on par with some of the new directors, so that would ultimately, you know, help his longevity. And secondly, Gautam's career has been, you know, sort of these two tried and tested methods. One, you know, the cop trilogy, and the other one is this urban romance, right? So I'm sort of excited as he expands his collaboration, how he brings in romance in other settings. So that might keep him going for some more time. And Maniratnam, I think, is doing the Tamil epic, right? Pony and Selvan. So I sincerely hope he gives one more, you know, romance movie in the next decade. Maunaragam, Malai Paide, OK Kanmani, and one more. So he seems to be the master. I don't know.
So that's it from us, folks, on this episode of South Talkies. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends. For regular notifications on new podcasts, please subscribe to our channel on your favorite podcast listening platform. It can be Spotify, it can be Apple Podcasts, or it could be Google Podcasts. If you do not like anything about this podcast, please let us know on Twitter. You can tweet to us at the South Talkies on Twitter. You can also follow the Twitter handle for regular updates or any other content that we put out there. Thank you for listening in. Have a great day.